So Paula Abdul is talking about her drunken highness or whatever the hell you want to call it again. She's sick of hearing about it. She says she's never been drunk, doesn't do recreational drugs. It's defamation of character. Talking to OK Magazine. And this is really funny. If I appear exhausted on television, it's because I am. I have a lot of sleepless nights because I'm in such pain. She was in a car accident a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, she's had back problems. I was taking far more medication on earlier seasons of Idol, and nobody said anything. I try to say something, and I stumble, and that's what people have picked up on. I'm not polished. No. All right, one step above her IQ level, Kevin Federline is teaming up with Keanu Reeves. Yep.
Whoa.
Yeah. He's signed on for a small role in Night Watch, which is apparently a Keanu Reeves movie. And he's talking about releasing a second album.
What?
Yeah. No reality show yet, though. Is he waiting, saving that for when it's just all over? Following the Corey Feldman model.
When he actually has something decent to put on a reality show, maybe.
Well, what's he lacking? Huh? He doesn't have
job?
Near the content of Flavor of Love.
Yeah.
A what now? A job?
Yeah.
Really? Having a job is a prerequisite for being on a reality show now?
It might help.
Come on.
Because watching him for like an hour a day, sitting there playing PlayStation, it's not that entertaining.
Half hour. A week.
Oh.
More like 24 minutes minus commercials, so you'd be a terrible television executive.
Well, it's a good thing I don't plan on being that.
What if they got Flava Flav in there with him?
That might be interesting.
Yeah. If they just put the show on VH1, you'd be into it.
Not necessarily, because I don't really watch the Jerry Springer show on there.
Well, it's reruns, right?
No, it's like behind the scenes what they do
on
the show. Or Hogan's Knows Best. I don't know. It's dumb.
You didn't like Hogan Knows Best?
No.
Jeez, your taste is severely lacking. Man.
It is so scripted. Like, you can tell they're just reading lines off. Like, especially Hulk.
Are you calling Hulk Hogan's acting skills into question?
Yeah.
Wow. That Fu Manchu is no act. Don't you ever forget it. This is kind of funny. Access Hollywood dug up this old PSA that Lindsay Lohan was involved with Simple Plan about drinking and driving.
Hey, what's up? I'm Jeff.
I'm Chuck.
And I'm Pierre from Simple Plan.
I'm Lindsay Lohan.
Telling you, please don't drink and drive.
Be safe.
Be safe. She had to be drunk when she did there. She stumbled into the scene. Hey, we're all from Simple Plan, and I'm Lindsay Lohan. What the hell?
I'm on the wrong set.
Quick, say your line before you puke. All right. TMZ.com says they've already figured out who Paris Hilton's cellmate will be.
Oh.
Yeah. Handpicked because they don't want anybody scandalous in there. They don't need anybody with, you know, their camera phone taking pictures and stuff. All right. Oh, man. They think she'll be a perfect match. It's someone they don't think who will try to cash in on Paris Hilton's celebrity. Mm. And she's already in the cell that they want to put Paris in. She's just waiting for Paris to show up. And they are starting to prohibit cameras, cell phones, all that stuff, so that people can't take pictures of her in the shower or wherever else.
In her jumpsuit.
That'd be cool. And Kathy Griffin. Do I need to say any more?
Not
say her name? Okay. Kathy Griffin says she's good friends with Rosie O'Donnell. And, you know, Rosie and Elizabeth Hasselbeck had their little fight. And everyone's like, well, that's why Rosie left The View and whatnot. And it kind of is. You know, the split screen, she thought it was too Jerry Springer-like. And Kathy Griffin says that Rosie doesn't even hate Elizabeth. See? She's smiling.
That scares me.
That genuine smile, my Rosie O'Donnell smiling impersonation?
Yeah. Just looks like she ripped off someone's head.
Yeah, it does. You're like expecting to see some blood spurting out between her teeth or something?
Yeah.